Just another figure in a newspaper. Just another blood stain on the ground. Just another victim of this once great land. Could you tell me when salvation will be found? Until then, it's just another prayer for the dying. Just what's spinning round in my head. Just another prayer for the dying. Just a requiem for the dead. Drinking their champagne, whilst our people fight for very life itself. Now we're second class in our own countries, in poverty whilst they build up their wealth. While out here is still just another prayer for the dying. What's been around in my head? Just another prayer for the dying. Just a requiem for
all
the
right,
dead.
We're back, second hour. Now a second class in our own country. Look at the demonization of whites, white men in particular. Everybody wants to say it's these Chinese. No, it's these Jews. That's who it is. It's these Jesuit thugs right behind them. Especially if they're not a freaking Catholic. Vatican II, sycophant. They got to get rid of us. We're the last thing holding back the communist juggernaut. How we're going to organize, how we're going to stop it, remains to be seen. I'll tell you what, though, once this thing goes live, and let's say the bottom falls out and it gets kind of hairy out here where what's left of the rule of law kind of fades into the background and it becomes very jungle-like. Be careful about dealing with the low-hanging fruit. You know, try to avoid dealing with the low-hanging fruit and be tactical and surgical. We got to strike the structure, the superstructure, okay? You're going to have to strike fear into the hearts of those that are orchestrating pulling the levers and that sort of thing. You know, what we're really going to have to, you know, hope for is when the thing goes crazy, when we go into that SHTF, the end of all things as we know it type mode. I pray that the people that are hired guns around these traitors and turds that have done this to the world, I hope many of them, if they have that close proximity, will take one for the team and do what they would do what's right. This is the only way I really see, you know, the way out of this thing. You know, all you troops that are, you know, hopefully there's some good signs too. A lot of the troops are refusing this vaccine right now. So that means many of them are doing enough research to find out that, hey, this mRNA stuff, this is depopulation. And so I don't want to be completely bleak. But I tell you what, all you people ran in the federal government, especially up there in Arlington and Maryland and the surrounding parts of D.C., I know there's tons of libtard hacks that have infected the entire federal workforce. But, you know, this argument about how many white hats there are is really important, because it's really hard to discern right now, because it looks like there's not that many. But and that this whole kind of narrative that the white hats are, you know, moving and shaking things in the background, I hope it's true. A lot of these guys keep kicking the can down the road to March 4th and so forth and so on. And some of the people in the kind of the Christian prophetic circles are saying Trump's going to get his second term still and all this stuff. The guy from the Trump prophecies, and I don't know, man. Here's how jaded I am. Let's say that some strange things did occur, and then this thing, whatever happens, there's a flip. The script gets flipped. How do we know that's not sort part of the Shakespearean novel play that we're watching go out in front of us? I don't know. This thing's gotten so goofy, but the amount of things that have happened over the last month since this fake inauguration and all the rest of this stuff that's warp speed. Hell, the Operation Warp Speed's not necessarily the vaccine. It's how these goons are moving and really putting us through some things. Let's open the phone lines. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you want to jump on. Local St. Louis residents get bogus election notifications after far-left group Missouri Black Votes registers 140,000 new voters in the region. So they registered all these people, right, in St. Louis City and so forth and county for the 2020 election, 140,000 people. And now St. Louis area residents are receiving voter announcements for people who do not live at their address. So they're using people's addresses in the city and so forth. And then, you know, fake votes. I mean, it's just insane. Harassment never ends on Trump. So I saw this district attorney in New York named Cy Vance, and I'm like, oh, Cyrus Vance. Yeah, so this is the son. So the harassment never ends. New York City District Attorney Cy Vance subpoenas property tax agency in his unending quest to find a crime to pin on Trump. And so this guy's, he's a crooked Manhattan District Attorney, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, then I look at Cyrus Vance Jr. and I'm like, his old man was a heavyweight. Okay. And his father was like, under Jimmy Carter and all these Democratic administrations. So American lawyer and U.S. Secretary of State under Carter. He was the Deputy Secretary of Defense in the Johnson administration. During the Kennedy administration, Secretary of the Army and General Counsel of the Department of Defense. So, I mean, crazy stuff. But Cyrus Vance Jr., okay, let's see, he was previously a principal partner in the law firm of Morvillo Abramowitz, Grand, Iason, Anello, and Borer. He's the son of Cyrus Vance, blah, 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 blah. He went on to graduate from Yale. Then he earned his Juris Doctor from what? Get you ready for it? Georgetown, Jesuit Georgetown University. Isn't that nice? Let's take Chance in West Virginia. What's on your mind, Chance?
Yes, hello, Robert. Thank you for taking my call now. You know, Robert, you're not jaded. You're not jaded. You have the insight to see outside the box. It's amazing. You know, there's even some people on RBN that promote this Chinese Muslim terror. You know, let me tell these idiots something. Chinese and Muslims would never make inroads in this country without cooperation. I mean, full cooperation of the tribe. Sure. That is so damn obvious. And you know, and I hate some of these hosts who promote these damn ideas because they're having everybody run down a rabbit hole. How do you feel about that, Robert? I'm not going to name names, but that's what pisses me the hell off about these people. It's like they're deliberately sending you in a wrong direction, and I have to wonder what the hell is their agenda by them doing this.
Well, I can't speak for where they're at.
Robert. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, Robert. Yeah. Believe me, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I'm just saying at least you have the insight to see what's going on. And this is why you're so valuable to this network. And if you ever leave this network, I am gone, too. And I told you this before. I'd walk in a heartbeat. You know, you tell it the way it is.
Look at this, Chance. If you get back into the beginnings of communism in China, there's your tribe members, Shapiro and Epstein and all these characters. When you read Frank Britton's book, Behind Communism, boom, you got them right there. I mean, they're sitting there. You got these Jewish guys sitting there in whatever the Chinese call it, their Politburo or whatever. And these guys are sitting right there with Mao Zedong.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it makes me wonder, how come these other hosts can't see this? Why do they promote this? I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but it pisses me the hell off when they send people down rabbit holes, and I have to wonder about their agenda. And I got to make another comment, Robert. A couple of weeks ago, I congratulated you on that show. You played a clip for a full 2 hours about the COVID and the testing. Remember?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give you some information. My kid brother passed away at the end of November. Okay. And the reason why I'm telling you this, I'm going to try to draw a correlation with this. Okay. He passed away in the end of November. He had COVID a month prior. He overcame it. He was ready to go back to work. A week later, he had a heart attack. Now, he took that PCR test. He took that PCR test when he was told he had COVID, okay? And listen to this, Robert. Just yesterday, I lost my best friend here in West Virginia. He passed away of a heart attack. Now, he was diagnosed with COVID January 5th, okay? He took the PCR test. He overcame it. He got better. I kept in contact with him. Towards the end or the beginning of the second week of February, okay? A week later, maybe 10 days later, bingo, heart attack, he died. And I have to ask myself this, Robert, after hearing your show, I says, wait a minute now. Neither of them took the vaccine, but they took that PCR test.
Right.
Yeah, they took that PCR test. And I have to say to myself this, Robert, wait a minute. They stick this damn swab right up into your nose. They break that little delicate bone right into your brain barrier. Now, what the hell are they putting in there? Granted, both of them were overweight. My brother was overweight, and my best buddy was overweight.
Yeah.
You know, by quite a bit.
Well, here's another angle. Here's another angle, Chance. Let me add this. With the COVID lockdowns and the goofiness and people are not living the same life either. So they're eating differently. I mean, look at the fast food booming because of because the lockdowns and all the rest of it. Lines at all the drive-thrus and everything. Remember the movie Super Size Me? The guy's
He got terribly ill after eating at McDonald's for a month.
Son of a bitch about had a heart attack.
Yes, he did. And he was a young guy, too, mind you. And you know, Robert, the reason why I bring this up is because I'm still mourning for my brother and now my best friend here in West Virginia passed away from a heart attack. And what well, I'm the point I'm making.
Remember the Theragrippers that are that they were talking about that could be that could have been put on the enmeshed into the so-called cotton, and then the lady she tears apart the cotton swab out of one of the tests, and it's basically Morgellons fibers. I mean, you just don't know what angle is this doing. So it could be putting Theragrippers up into the blood-brain barrier and release. Secrete some sort of a freaking substance, or could be fibers going into the brain.
That's what I want to ask you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of angles. I can't pinpoint, but there's, you know, it's strange. Why do they need to go way up into your freaking brain to test you? If I'm so contagious that I got to wear a mask, why can't I spit in a cup for you?
Well, Robert, see, it appears to me if they're pushing that damn thing that far up your nose, they're putting something in. They're not taking something out. I mean, this is after listening to that program. That was an excellent show. I congratulated you on that. You know, I am so angry that I can't even mourn. I'm angry. I lost my brother. Now I lost my best friend here in West Virginia. And the timing of their heart attacks a week after they recovered from COVID, mind you. Now, granted, they were overweight.
Well,
if they didn't control their weight, Robert, they would have had a problem down the line. Yes, indeed.
Flu is hard on your heart. Just to get the flu, any of those kinds of coronavirus, like you know, you get sick with the flu, any of that stuff, it's hard on your heart, and whether this is a bioweapon or blah 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 blah. You know, and it because when we first started hearing about this COVID thing that it attacks the heart. You know, this is hard to say. There's a lot of doctors that say COVID doesn't exist. It's just the yearly flu. I'm trying to figure this out just like you, but yep. I don't like sticking nanotech way up into my brain.
Well,
I know
what
that.
I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking that. Whatever they stick in there goes right to your vulnerable physical ailment. Let's say now my brother and my best buddy, they were both overweight, yes. And so I'm figuring, is this where whatever they stick up your damn noggin, does this pinpoint your weak? Does this pinpoint your weak physical ailment, and that's what it attacks? I mean, this is what I'm thinking. And you know, Robert, before I let you go. I am so angry and so full of suspicion. I'm just getting over my brother's passing at the end of November, and now I'm dealing with my best friend who just died yesterday. And I can't even mourn. I have so much anger and suspicion in me that you know, I actually, in the back of my mind, I honestly think, and I can't say for sure, were they murdered? And that's what bothers me, because all this crap with this COVID, nothing makes sense. It seems to me like it's a genocidal plan, and I'm filled with anger right now. Now, I'm sure the morning is going to hit me at times, but right now I'm full of anger and suspicion, and I don't know if I'm barking up the right tree or not. But that's how I feel, and can you understand what I mean by that, Robert?
Sure, man. I mean, it's crazy the amount of people that are feeling exactly the way you do. Look at all the people that are losing their loved ones right after getting the vaccine. Or I mean the GTI, excuse me, the genetic tampering injection. Look at all the people losing their loved ones.
And it's funny. I'll leave you on this note, Robert. I don't mean to take so much of your time. I subscribe to two They're not mainstream magazines, okay? And I subscribed to them for over 20 years. I don't know if you heard of Backwoods Home Magazine and Self Reliance Magazine, okay? It's how to live off the grid, how to live in the country, how to farmstead. And 20 years I've been subscribing to them, okay? And in the last issue, the senior editor, who's partially retired, his brother at 82 years old just died of COVID-19, okay? And this is what he says. He says he's very concerned, and he recommends that all of his readers get the vaccine. And you know what I said to myself right then and there, Robert? I said, that's it. After 20 years, if this guy's going to recommend that I stick a damn shot in my arm and die, I am not going to renew my subscription after 20 years. I'm ending it with the last issue. And that's how personal I've taken it. Now, maybe you think I'm going overboard, but that's exactly how I feel. Because if you're willing to tell me to kill myself, I don't need you. I don't need you, and I'm not going to renew my subscription to either of your magazines. And thank you, Robert, for taking my call, and God bless.
Thanks, man. Take care of yourself. Sorry to hear about your friends and all that stuff, man. It's crazy. Let's take Bruce in Texas. How we doing, Bruce? Good evening.
Hey, Robert. Yeah. You know, I'm not sure what your age is. I think I'm a few years older. But maybe, you know, you might key in on these people, you know. Remember Tom Clancy?
Yeah.
Books, yeah. I read the first one when it came out, Rainbow Six, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, this guy's really on the ball. He really knows his stuff. He knows his politics. Well, later on, as I woke up, I realized this guy was just priming the pump, you know, for the military-industrial complex pre-9/11. And it's also, you know, Rainbow Six, you know, multinational hit squad going after the fascists, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and Pechenik allegedly was right there helping him write some of them books.
Yeah, right, holding his hand, writing the book, you know. And so it's like, oh, well, I tossed that guy to the side. I realized what he was, you know. And then Alex Jones, you know, I listened to him for a while before. It seemed like either he changed or I changed, or I woke up. I think some of both, you know.
I listen to Alex just due to the nature of his his intellect is right up there with the best of them. Now, whether you say his integrity is questionable, that's one thing. But as far as his brain and being able to connect dots and at a certain level is why I still listen from time to time, is his analytic talent.
Yeah, that can cut both ways, though. And
yeah.
You can be manipulative and intellectually dishonest.
You just got to have your discernment cap on and you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, same thing with Rush Limbaugh. I used to listen to him back in the Clinton era, you know.
Sure.
And I thought he was on the up and up. But he's the same way. You know, he was just a player, and he knew where his bread was buttered, and
remember he got caught up, man, with the Vicodin, man, and he was taking like 50 Vicodins a day and all that crap. That was some wild days, man.
And he
damn near lost his hearing from taking so many opioids.
Man, did you hear Farron's show yesterday? Yeah, you need to catch it. Someone sent in a clip of one of an ex RBN host calling in. He brought up 9/11 and Rush Limbaugh, hang up on him. We don't talk, you know, I can't imitate him, but we don't talk about that here. You know, we don't, if you're crazy,
call
we don't
those people
take
kooks. Kooks. That was
kooks,
his favorite.
Kooks, yeah.
Levin and Rush Limbaugh both like to throw the kook word around a lot for people that want to think critically about highly questionable and dubious synthetic terror operations that we've had to endure over the last couple decades.
Yeah. Do you buy that China gonna nuke us? That China's gonna invade us? That China's going to throw us an EMP? And they got Chinese troops on the border, you know, getting ready to come in Canada and all that garbage.
Our economies are so tied together that China allegedly is hanging by a thread economically, and if they do attack us or hit us, I don't know if they'll be able to absorb the shock economically. Not that they really care, though. Look at the way they treat their people, and look at how many they've already murdered, millions and millions, to where I think these guys are just such a different species of human than we Westerners are, that it's hard for us to wrap our minds around the ruthlessness of the Chinese spirit and mindset. I mean, these people will straight up barbecue dogs alive and then eat them and think it's a delicacy, while the poor thing, you see what I'm saying? It's a different.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. You know, I live in South Texas, or Texas. I've driven a lot through South Texas on the job. I've seen cattle being starved to death. I called in and had a hand in breaking up a dog fighting ring here. You know, so, you know, we got to realize that a lot of what we see or hear about China may just be black propaganda. It's just like, this happened so many times before. That's all I'm saying. I was going to bust your balls,
but man, watch some videos of those wet markets, man. That's not black propaganda.
Yeah, I know.
That's live.
That's
live.
Not
footage.
Good. Not good stuff. But that's, you know.
Dude, they killed how many millions of their own citizens, man? During the Cultural Revolution, the Grape Leap Forward. I mean, come on.
And we, how many bombs did we drop on Germany and on Japan?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The Native Americans here, how many Native Americans did we wipe out for their land and gold, you know? That's all I'm saying. You know, if you keep on sounding like Alex Jones too, I'm just going to have to tune out, brother. That's all I got to say. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Well, you got to do what you got to do, man. I mean, I don't beg for listeners. And if you want to turn me out, tune me out. I don't care. I got too much on my plate. I've never made a dime doing this. And, you know, if you think I'm Alex Jones too, you know, go find somebody else to listen to. There's a million people out here, and I'm not a beggar. Let's see here. And we got another caller, but we only got like a minute before the break. So just hold through the break, other caller. I wanted to get to this. Texageddon, a false flag geo-terrorist operation with multiple nefarious NWO goals. And that's on State of the Nation. And that gets into the geoengineering kind of angle, powerful weather weapons at the Lone Star State to conduct covert acts of false flag geo-terrorism. And, you know, Jim Stone up on his site, he has the Department of Energy document, order number 202-21-1, where Texas asked the Department of Energy to increase output by 4 gigawatts, and the response was to cut it by 30. You know, and it gets, this is the whole document posted up here. So as far as the deliberate deep freeze of Texas is unparalleled by any standard. There's simply no historical precedent for the record-breaking cold temperatures, heavy snowfall, and pervasive ice storms throughout all of Texas. You know, we had a really bone chiller here in Missouri as well during that time. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break to take that up call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If the mood takes me and I need to unwind, leave the trouble and the sorrows behind. Just get out there and I follow that road. Take a little pressure from my heavy load. When I wake up and I don't feel fine, I start to head towards that candy line. I hit the road and I follow my gaze. Get out searching for better days.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Not begging for anybody to listen. If you don't like it, you know where the knob is to turn it off. So Public Intelligence Blog has just posted the following observations about Texas pushback. As we call, Texas created its own bullion vault and bank a couple of years ago. Texas accepts payments in gold and silver. The New York City NASDAQ moved to Texas a few months ago, or is in the process of doing so. Texas is suing Biden's administration over immigration. Texas sued the states guilty of proven election fraud. Texas is openly speaking of Texit from the Union. Biden canceled the Keystone Pipeline. Texas governor in the process of suing Biden's administration over the Keystone Pipeline. And so you've got, this is why they, you know, introduce the concept of some sort of an attack, like I talked about, a two-pronged attack. So they send the crazy weather in, and then they hamstring them, saying, no, you can't up your usage of energy, blah, 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 blah. Now these people are getting $17,000 energy bills and so forth and so on. It's very, very crazy. James in Vancouver on line one. Greetings, sir.
Yes, good evening. I find your show fascinating. So you don't need to beg me to listen. I enjoy it thoroughly.
Thanks.
I spent 30 years living in China and Taiwan. That's on the record, and I got there around 1983, and I left in 2014. And so, if you ever need to know anything about China,
let's talk about kind of like just the difference, as far as, I mean, in modern day parlance, about, you know, what about these dog festivals and the treatment of, you know, the Uyghurs and Falun Gong and the organ harvesting and all that good stuff.
Well, even in the south of Taiwan in the wintertime, I can get dog meat at the market in a hot pot if I want.
Yeah.
I know,
in Korea they do that too.
Yeah, and in China it's even more prevalent. Like, you could talk about things like bear's paw. There's all these dishes which are so-called delicacies and whatnot. But
I watch those nice-looking young Chinese girls chewing on a bat. That's some strange stuff.
Well, you know, that's what they got. The Bidens are there. You know, they got the Bidens around their finger. I don't say, or what is it? No, they got the Bidens around their finger. But, you know, the Chinese people and even their government, you're right. In a sense, it's not their doing without the say-so of the high cabal of the United States and the bankers, you see.
Right.
But like any group can be manipulated by money. You're right. When you talk about Cyrus Vance, that really got me to want to call in, because that's exactly the kind of guy. Cyrus Vance and all his buddies that are at that level. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about Zbigniew Brzezinski and all of these so-called experts and technocrats that rely on things like the RAND Corporation for all of their little operations, you see. Mm-hmm. And they all compete with each other to go see the president. And because they're all vying for that power, they all want to, you know, it's a Machiavellian field day.
Sure.
Like an orgy of Machiavellianism, you see. And I don't think this was the intention of the founding fathers.
No.
Of the United States.
No.
Just now, you've got it totally turned around where, oh, now the government, or so-called government, so-called president, is saying, well, now the patriots are terrorists, you see?
Yeah, sure.
And this is pure Bolshevism, you know? It's a Bolshevik, you know, it's a nut house, right?
Sure.
It's a complete
inverse. They've flipped, like, so many things on their head, to the point where it almost drives the same person to the brink. And then those that are pliable, those that they can imbue with, they actually have imbued Marxism and the Communist Manifesto so smoothly into American life that they actually think that is actual patriotism. That's what someone's saying.
And all of those groupie mass media announcers and all of those groupie type that have a master's degree in something and they're in upper government, they all sit around and they all BS each other and think that everything's going to be okay somehow, right? That they can rationalize, their own grandmother being sold into slavery. That'd be okay. See,
this well, they're is the rationalizing kind of mind- they're rationalizing their own family members being shot with this mRNA.
Yeah, right, 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 exactly. Right, you know, this is the insanity of the whole issue, and so.
I mean, there is some glimmers. Listen, there is some glimmers of hope. Like when you see that these, some of these so-called elites in like Nouveau Riche are actually scrambling, like climbing over each other to get vaccinated. I mean,
well, as long as they're getting the real vaccine, it's okay with me. If they're getting a placebo, then I'm against that. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would love it if Bill Gates would take his vaccine. I'd be. You know, I'd help them out, right? If it's the real vaccine, see that real vaccine.
You know when Fauci, and Kamala Harris and all them, and they Biden, they all go on the TV to, you know, to get their vaccine on, you know, on live TV, and it's probably all just saline or whatever. You wish one of the doctors or nurses would be like, "Give me the real thing," and they blast them.
You know. The interesting thing I like to hear you talk about is the Jesuits. Now, I went to a Jesuit college when I went to university, okay? And I was not their favorite boy. Their favorites were the sons and daughters of the industrialists. Sure. If your daddy or mommy was some big shot in a corporation or what have you, oh man, you could do no wrong.
Of course.
Have
you ever read the instructions from Ignatius Loyola, his marching orders, how to get near rich widows and then get them to sign over their estates to the order and all that crap? I mean, it's insidious.
Well, what I did read was a friend of mine who's studying this issue. He showed me a code where if you become a Jesuit, you have the right and the duty to murder in the name of whatever it is they talk about in order to make sure that this thing progresses. In other words, they're trained as assassins, according to what I read.
Yeah, the Machiavellian stuff is all talking about Jesuitism, sure. The ends justifies the means. That's a Jesuit maxim.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Machiavelli was actually against the church.
Right, saying that the principles, yeah.
Oh, Sigarda el fine. I know it, but I'm just saying that Machiavelli says, I'm studying it right now, he says we need to get rid, the church has ruined Italy. This is what he comes out with in both the Prince and the Discourses. But these guys, you know, you mentioned like Yale University, okay? Yale was the East India Company. It was
Skull and Bones. All dope dealers, the Russell Trust, all that, yeah.
And then you mentioned Georgetown, which is a Jesuit operation.
The Carroll Brothers, yeah, that was their gangster operation there.
But it's very slick brainwashing, and they do it to the kids who are the lower upper class, or you know, that don't really go to Europe. Like I was lucky because I got out of here, and I spent like 30 years out of the country living with people that weren't my color, and I had to learn to speak the language and so on and so forth. But all my classmates stayed back. And now they're going to inherit this globalism in a way that they didn't expect, you see.
Yeah.
Because the globalism is really the nasty issue here. And
Well, I got three callers left, James. I want to get them all in.
We'll talk again sometime. Maybe I'll send you an email if possible.
All right. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, take care of yourself. to kind of talk about what James was talking about, the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, right? And I was listening to some people talking about this. What it is carbon indulgences, okay? The old church indulgences, you would pay the priest or the bishop so you could go out and sin, right? Well, this is what the IPCC is. If you're an industrial company, you're going to pay the IPCC, owned by the Rothschilds and Jewish mobsters and all these people, the Gores and all them, you're going to pay them to pollute. See, you're paying to sin, but on a corporate level. So the IPCC, and I came up with this, the indulgence payments to the Catholic Church, the IPCC to the RCC. Anyway, let's take Keith on line 3. Greetings, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say a couple of things here, Robert. Good show here, by the way. First, I want to start with those Uyghur Muslims there. You know, people don't realize this, but you can go to Reuters and look at the article about 5,000 of them are fighting over there in Syria. So regardless whether or not China has imprisoned, and what they're called radical Muslims, by the way, that they're okay for the United States to use over in Syria. Now over 300,000 Syrians are dead, almost 350,000, I think, and 10% of Syria is Christian. But let's go back to
Christians
the U.S.
high up in Assad's government. Very high level operators, you know, Christian guys. President Assad would let way up in the government, kind of like Saddam Hussein did.
Yeah, and that big bombing over in Lebanon, that was targeting Christians over there. But anyway, let's go back to Stilwell's road to Burma there. Thousands of Chinese were sacrificed as slaves for the United States to go into China. When you watch the fog of war from McNamara, he goes on to talk about the firebombing of the 67 Japanese cities, in which he later says it would account to 27 million people of Americans being killed. Now we have the U.S. before that financing the Bolshevik Revolution. We have them financing World War II. I mean, when you look at it,
they financed the Cultural Revolution with Mao. Yeah.
Yeah. And then look what the Bolsheviks did in Ukraine and stuff. I mean, so when you want to point to China, you better look at your own side here. Then we have the CIA that has for decades now, down through Indonesia, killed hundreds of thousands there in not only Indonesia, but Papua New Guinea, the hundreds of thousands down there through Nicaragua. I mean, when you look at it, it's like there's a lot of blood on the hand here. But all we ever hear, like Pompeo talking about, is American exceptionalism. Vietnam, Korea.
In the beginning of the program, I was talking about how the military would go nuke these freaking Pacific islands and then go look at see how the natives took the radiation.
Yeah, I mean, people don't realize it. And when you start bringing this out, see, now they want to fact check you on everything like that, you know. But, you know, the problem is all governments are bad. And it's the people that are caught in the middle. I mean, they just want to earn a living, eke out what they can like that, you know, under some of the most harshest conditions, too, you know. But, when everyone asks, about China like that, I say, well, who's financing this entire global reset? It's coming from the Federal Reserve.
Well, remember when this whole thing started with the giant sucking sound when all the factories all the factories went to the Far East. China was nobody's threat back then. It took all of our big industrial corporations that wanted to milk that dollar, but, you know, grind the Chinese people up, pollute their land while they sell everything back here for the same price as if it was produced here. And so the stockholders make all the money. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with DuPont. The U.S., to bypass all the EPA regulations, just moves offshore to some other third world country. Yeah. There's an article on Huffington Post there about why the U.S. is not welcome in Latin America anymore. It's because they've poisoned every river and stream down there.
Well, allegedly just south of the border, where all this auto plant stuff went, there's real horror stories there.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
You're not supposed to worry about that. Yeah. All right, my best to you, okay? Thanks.
All right, man, see you. Take care. Murr in Wisconsin. Greetings, Murr.
Oh, greetings, Robert. Hey, Well, you know, the Federal Reserve is owned by the International Monetary Fund and has been for some time now. So when we do the reset.
Well, if you listen to X-22 reports, see, it got absorbed back into the Treasury.
Well, yeah, yeah, but Treasury, too, is owned by.
Bones Mnuchin's going to save us.
Yeah, right. Well, the International Monetary Fund owns the Treasury, too, see, you know, and the World Bank, but the International Monetary Fund in particular. So when we take it back, when we do our reset, it's not just going to be Germany. It's going to be all of them, you know. But what I wanted to tell you about, there are two things. That flyover or elevated highways, those different highways are privately owned by Spanish company, Cintra. Yeah. And they were warned ahead of time that this storm was coming. And what did they do? They manipulated that. That had to be done from space with vectors to cause these vortices. Because, you know, there were nine of them here in 2013, 2014 winter.
Murr, you've been looking at some of the footage of, like, the nanotech snow down there and all that? Real weird stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I see all that. But you know what? I'm melting snow and drinking it. But I'm doing the Masaru Emoto and love and gratitude, and so far, so good.
You better freaking filter it.
It's good. And I have a you know, clear big glass mug that I you know, I look to see if there's any sediment and stuff. At least the stuff I can
see. That stuff to a filter.
Yeah, but the DOE, you know, when they were. Like you were saying about the indulgences, right? Texas is pleading for 4 more gigawatts, and so what yeah. Do? They take away 30 gigawatts.
Yeah, that's just...
punishment.
You know, I read that yeah. List of things that Texas... That's just a short list of the things that Texas was pushing back, and, you know, remember the Attorney General really going after the voter fraud? They're getting punished.
You know what I'm saying. You can see that right away. But the other thing, the third thing was about Vance, when you talk about Cyrus Vance, and, you know, he's so notorious like your other caller. And, you know, I remember all that, too. And Junior now let Manafort go.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's supposed to be coming after Trump.
Stuff there. Yeah.
But there's another Vance. You remember J. Paul Vance, spokesman for the state police in Connecticut?
Oh, I wonder if he's part of that family.
I believe he is. I looked it up before, but now I can't find any direct connections. I can't even find any bio for him.
Big mouth lieutenant from Sandy Hook, right?
Yes, and he had been in there 42 years. So he started when he was 22, and then a couple years ago, I guess they took him out of there and put him in traffic, and so he retired. Now he's working for some mudstream media, you know, law professor or whatever law, you know, commenter. Supposedly.
Consultant, yeah.
But you know what? Connecticut has no sheriff.
Yeah, well, there's counties here in the St. Louis area where the sheriff has been basically brought down to process server level.
Yeah, they have no sheriff.
Chief law enforcement officer of the county.
Yeah, there's only that one other state, Alaska,
Delaware, where Biden's from, same thing.
Yeah, the way they're messing with them, right, so they're not constitutional. But, I mean, Connecticut has none, none. And Alaska has no sheriffs or counties, just state. Yeah. So yeah. I know you got more. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah. Okay, Murr, take care of yourself. All right, Dennis in Baltimore. Dennis will be our last caller. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. What's up?
Listen, I've been listening to you for about 6 years, and I've always enjoyed your shows. Look forward to when you come on Sundays. I want to flush something out and point out something that some people may have and realize in the back of their mind, but I'd like to flush it out tonight, in that when you look at the connections between Israel, China, America, England, Rome, Canada,
yeah.
These guys have a strong connection with sex rituals. And... Yeah. You know, it goes to ancient times from Pergamon, right? I mean, you had, from Plato's, had Socrates, Aristotle and Socrates and Hippocrates. You know, these guys, this was all their connections. And even to Saudi Arabia as well. Okay, and...
even in Afghanistan, the dancing boys in Afghanistan, Bacha Bazi, yeah.
Yeah, Kamala Harris herself. I mean, she's a sex goddess. I mean, you know, she's Brahmin. Her tribe they practice ancient Hinduism. which
the black goddess Kali, California.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sex is a strong tenement, one of the centerpieces of their practices, and of course it's taught in the Talmud. So this is this. Now Russia, I'm not sure. I haven't done much research on Russia. You can clear that up for me. But that being a centerpiece that connects these people in their rituals, that anyone that has had it can't deny that sex is a strong force, and they share this force, right? And they don't like Christians because of that. You don't fit in, regardless of what your color is, what your background is. You could be Muslim, Christian, or Jew. If you don't agree, then you don't belong. And that's what all this transgenderism is all about.
Yeah, the transgenderism to me is the prelude to the transhumanism. And so, Bill Paglia brought the fact up. Any society that is in its death throes, you will see an explosion of transgenderism. And I find that fascinating. Even this lesbian feminist Camille Paglia brings up this point.
The transhumanism, at least from my perspective, is a way that their god, Lucifer, is able to, I think he has the same power as the Most High, being everywhere at the same time, being able to control and connect with you whenever he wants, okay? But when it comes to the sexual aspect of it, that's a totally different thing. The transgenderism is, of course, is their what is it? The bassinet.
Yeah, the boobed goat head god with the fake rack. Yeah.
The transhumanism is different from the transgenderism. Yeah, yeah.
Well, the transhumanism to me is the promise from some sort of evil region that the elites are going to be able to escape judgment from the Most High because they were going to develop some sort of an immortality. So they're going to make an end run around the angels that guard the Tree of Life, basically.
That's their delusion. That's their delusion.
Exactly. They think they're going to download their essence into silicone and wires and chips and everything, and they're going to beat death.
We're dealing with schizophrenic people, period. Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
All right, man. Take care of yourself. Good call. So some things I didn't get into, we're coming up on the end of the break, big rent uprisings in Detroit. And this is going to happen with these eviction, basically pandemic that's about to go down, okay? The protections against people being evicted due to the fact that they've collapsed this thing to the COVID hoax and the lockdowns and all the rest. So look for the eviction uprisings. Nicki Minaj's father just mysteriously died in a car wreck, and people are all talking about sacrifice and so forth and so on. Nigel Farage, I had a clip I was going to play about China buying up UK schools. So we see that parallel going on here. And hyperinflation. Keep an eye out for hyperinflation. Weimar levels coming soon, maybe. So hope y'all enjoyed the show. I'll see y'all next time. If I could give it to you, where I'm good, tearing down the wall, not to see more.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Not ever